Samini, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Sarah, you said in your Facebook message that you think your boyfriend Dylan is cheating on you, and you're getting that feeling over a Halloween party. What's going on?
Yeah, so I've been dating Dylan for 8 months now, and I thought everything was going well, and you know, we were pretty serious and just seeing each other, until I found out through a friend who saw him at a Halloween party dressed up as Justin Bieber, okay, with his arm around this girl dressed up as Khaleesi. And it was his friend's Halloween party. And, you know, he's like there without even telling me he's going to go. I'm at work. I work as a nurse, so, you know, I don't get to really choose which holidays I take off. And then I see this picture on Instagram, and he's like wrapping his arms around this Khaleesi girl. I mean, I have no idea who this chick is, and like, why is this photo showing up online?
And I'm assuming it was in a passionate embrace kind of thing, because if he's at a Halloween party and, you know, like Roy and I have taken pictures at Gravediggers where we have our arm around each other, or I might be hugging him or something like that.
It was like more than just friends, for sure. Like, there were vibes.
Okay.
All right. Did you ask him about it?
I mean, yeah, I want to. I want to confront him.
Oh, so you haven't?
Okay.
So you haven't said anything to him. You're waiting for us to do all, which is fine. But sometimes people ask and get a lie or get told something. But you haven't said anything to him. You want to just hit him with
no,
the war? Okay.
I haven't. I've been waiting. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do it. Let's find out who this other woman was. At the very least, if he's going to a party, he's got to let you know he's going to be there.
Yeah.
That's weird in itself.
Maybe it's a last-minute thing. Maybe she was already at work. It's a Justin Bieber costume. It doesn't take a whole lot to put together.
No, I get it, but wouldn't you text and be like, hey, I decided, or tell her? Like,
yeah,
hey, I went to the party.
Yeah, throw a text or something like that, for
All right,
sure.
Let's find out. We're going to call Dylan. Don't say anything until we get all the info that we can get, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Dylan, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Dylan, my name is Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We're doing a little fall giveaway, and I have your tag here as our winner. So congratulations. Somebody tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to? They're romantic. They come with a very romantic card.
Actually, I'm like in this weird place right now. Is there a possible, like, can I just get the voucher for it so I can use it another time?
Unfortunately, Dylan, we do, if you decline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fine, I have to move on to the next winner. It's not something I can give you a voucher for, unfortunately.
All right, so I have these two people, and I'm having a hard time like figuring out which way I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You have a second? Can I flip a coin?
You're going to flip a coin?
Yeah,
sure.
I have two people I could send it to, so I'm just going to do, if it's heads, it's Ashley. If it's tails, it's Sarah.
Okay, okay, I'll hang on.
All right, I'm going to give it to Sarah, please.
All right, to Sarah. And
Sarah is my girlfriend.
Okay, and what would you like
Who's Ashley?
What's happening?
Dylan, that's Sarah.
Hi, Dylan. Hey.
This is War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1, the MRL Morning Show. You're on the radio.
Oh, all right. Hi.
Who is she? Who's the girl that I saw in your photo?
It's a frat. It's a long time. You know what? What is this? Why am I, you putting me onto a radio show? just call me and talk to me.
First of all, don't avoid the question. Who's the girl?
Obviously, the other girl's Ashley.
Yeah, well, there's other girls all over you, too.
This is completely...
Okay, can we break down real quick? Before you sent the flowers to Sarah, you said you were in a weird place right now and you had to pick between two people. Are you seeing or dating anyone else? And is that why you are in a weird place and you have to pick between Sarah and the other girl?
No, picking basically, I wanted it. I had a really good time with Ashley. There was no chance. I was thinking maybe that I was going, I don't think this thing is working out with me and Sarah.
You don't?
I thought maybe I would send it to Ashley.
You don't think things are working out between you and your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that was the girl then.
Yes.
So the reason why you're on War of the Roses is because Sarah found a picture of you and the Khaleesi.
And you're seeing Ashley.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't seeing her. I met her and I really connected it and it kind of made me feel something different.
Okay. So Sarah, what do you want to say to Dylan before we let him go? Have at it.
I'm shocked, honestly, that you would leave me for some dumb chick who shows up as Khaleesi, like, half naked in a photo, just putting herself out there online, and you go behind my back while I'm literally saving lives at a hospital, you know, and you don't even have the nerve to tell me to my face. You know, I have to find out through some, you know, photo, like, that my friend posts. It's just rude. I don't even need a coin to tell me that you're an angel. I'm done with you.
All right, Dylan, we let him go, and sorry you found out that way, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing what you do at the hospital, though, okay? If you need anything, let us know.
Thanks.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.